Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Just dawned on me, by the way, Paul and Jordana and DJ and you, thank you for tuning in. Our entire 3-6 show is just one long, heartfelt endorsement for the Mayo Clinic.
Wow.
It's keeping my friend and coworker alive. Thank you, Mayo Clinic. There's a reason why you see 747s from Saudi sheiks at the airport in Rochester. They want the best care, medical care, that money can buy. And look, we have great hospitals here in the Twin Cities. We are blessed,
thank God,
with health care. Mm-hmm. I don't take that for granted. It's one of many reasons why I think many of us live in Minnesota, access to quality health care. Dr. Greg Poland, one of the experts, world-renowned expert when it comes to vaccines and epidemiology. Dr. Poland, it turns out that Jordana is at the Mayo Clinic as we speak.
Hi, Jordana, and God bless you and be with you. Thinking about you a lot.
So sweet.
Here's a way for you to impress your doctors today, because most people don't know it. Today is National Doctors Day.
Oh.
I will give them an extra hug.
Bring a treat for your
dog. I will give them an extra hug.
Yeah.
Actually, next time they round, I'll take a picture with all of them and post that for National Doctors Day.
Hey,
but we can celebrate you today, Doc.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, you know, I just play my role.
Hey, Dr. Poland, let me kick this off, and thank you for joining us today with everything, all the plates you have spinning in the air. The FDA authorized second booster shots for Moderna and for Pfizer for anybody over the age of 50. And it's kind of weird, this nebulous twilight zone. They're saying they're available if you want them, but you don't have to get them. But in case there's another wave of infection this summer or fall and you're concerned, you might want to consider it. I know President Biden got his second booster shot today. Where do you come down when people ask you, who fit the demographic, over the age of 50, maybe immunocompromised? Is it a good idea? I mean, can you be too protected at this point?
It's a really good question, Paul. And let me, I'll go through it pretty quickly, but I want to set it up right. So this is what is called a permissive recommendation. It's not a ought or should, it's okay. A permissive. Now, if you're immunocompromised, and if you're elderly, you know, and pick your number, for sure over 70, 75, something like that, different story. Absolutely get that booster. For the rest of us that are healthy, here's the data. It's based on an Israeli study of a little over 500,000 people. And when they got that second booster, the death rate decreased by 78%.
Wow.
What does that mean, though? It means it went from 0.1% to 0.03%. Now, you know I believe in absolute transparency. So it will be played as 78%. That's real. But the absolute numbers went from 0.1% of people who only got one booster who died to 0.03 who got two boosters. The people who are in trouble are the people who haven't gotten a booster or who haven't gotten vaccinated.
Right.
Now, why make this permissive? It's because what the FDA wants to do is have this in place. So if the BA2 or, God forbid, the XE, XD, or XF variants take off, other variants we're watching, if those take off, they want to be prepared. Remember that in the last week or two, BA2 in the state of Minnesota has tripled. So it's about 30% of the new cases. When you get to the whole U.S., it's now about 55%. We were a month or so ago down at 1, 3, 4%. In the northeast corridor of the U.S., it's over 70% of the new cases are BA2. And the reason for it is BA2 is about 50% more infectious and transmissible than Omicron was. And we look at nasal viral loads. Those viral loads with BA2 are 2 to 10 times higher than Omicron was.
Good grief.
No more increase in severity of disease, but much more contagious, which is why this is spreading so quickly. And it happened just as people took their masks off and pretended the pandemic was over.
Doc, well, you mentioned no more increase in severity. Yes, it's transmissible. So if there's no more increase in severity, and many people did okay with Omicron, is there a need for elevated concern? Or I know we're not pretending this is over because it's not, but is this just something we accept that the rest of the folks are going to get it and we can move on? Or do you think there is going to be a ramp up again of precautions to be taking, maybe some masks? How much danger does BA2 offer us?
Great question, Jordana. And it's speculation at this point. What we can say is, and we have generally followed the UK and Israel and Europe, in the UK, they have had about a 20% increase in hospitalizations and deaths. We are not seeing that so far. In fact, last week we had one of our first days in Minnesota where nobody died of COVID. Now that hasn't been sustained,
amazing.
But so we're making progress. You know, it's one of those things. If we could convince everybody, look, be sure you got your two doses and your booster at a minimum and wear your masks indoors, we would quickly get a handle on this thing. But you know, that's not what's happening, unfortunately. So, you know, for the people who are otherwise healthy, have gotten three doses of vaccine, don't have significant underlying medical problems, this is a but for people who are unvaccinated or haven't gotten at least, you know, that one booster, this is potentially significant for them.
So between the people who've caught the virus naturally and the people who've been vaccinated and boosted, are we, you know, 70-80% of the population? Are we at the endemic phase of this pandemic, Doctor?
And that's what we're waiting to see. What really will we see with BA2? That will help us to know, are we at a high enough level of population immunity to prevent a major surge versus regional surges in those cities and areas and communities that have rejected vaccines? They will see a surge. There's no question about it. But for the rest of us that have, you know, done what was asked of us, I'm hoping that what it'll mean is a longer descent than otherwise would have occurred into endemicity, but not a surge in hospitalizations and deaths.
Okay.
Doc, I want to sneak in two quick questions from our texters. One says, I had the J&J vax and J&J booster. Am I able to get a third J&J shot?
The best thing you can do, these are new data out. If you've gotten two doses of J&J, get an mRNA vaccine if it's possible for you. Two doses of J&J is about 67% effective against hospitalization due to Omicron. If you get an mRNA, you elevate that up to about 90%.
Let me sneak in one more question from a texter that says, if you had two doses and a booster plus had Omicron, can you still get the new variant?
You could still get the new variant, but if you otherwise have a normal immune system, you're as protected as you can be right now. The problem for all of us, whether it's illness-induced immunity or vaccine immunity, is it wanes with time. In this case, yeah, the best immunity is even waning over the course of 90 days or so.
Wow. Hey, Doc, one last question for me. I'm fully vaccinated and boosted with Pfizer, and I'm thinking of going out and mixing it up and getting the Moderna as my second booster. Is it a good idea generally to kind of mix it up a little bit? Do you get a little more immunity, a little more protection if you mix Pfizer and Moderna?
Really insightful question, and the easy answer, because we have data here, are that mixing it up, so-called heterologous boosting, actually gives you better immunity.
Oh.
So if you've got two doses of Moderna, get a Pfizer. If you got two doses of Pfizer, get a Moderna.
Okay.
And if you got J&J, get either one of the mRNAs.
You're amazing. Okay. Dr. Greg Poland, thank you so much for joining us. We so appreciate you, and we'll be in touch in a couple of weeks.
My pleasure. I'm traveling back up to Minnesota, so I'll come by to see you, Jordana.
It's almost safe.
Oh, good. I'll be back soon. I can't wait. You'll visit. Thank you so much, Doc. Safe travels.
Alrighty. Thanks, Doc.
Bye-bye.
And happy National Doctors Day. National Doctors Day. That's super fun.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.